This is CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting to you from Simon Fraser University's Burnaby campus in British Columbia.
And kids' tunes, nothing Seacrest would play. Anywhere else, these songs would be teased. But we love them for their quirks, and so will you on Cheese Please. Cheese Please. Oh, yes, Cheese Please.
Cheese Please in color. Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Fair listener, once again, we're here in the bunker. My name is Snarf Dude.
And my name is Daffodil.
Bringing you the wacky, warped, and weird on Cheese Please this week as we warm into the bunker. It's been rather cold the last couple days outside, you know, snow, and we really don't want to go outside.
And we don't have to.
No. Did we ever get around to getting the snow blower working, Daffodil?
Nope.
Oh.
So we can't get outside even if we want to.
What about the generator? Is that working?
There's an entire room of generators. The last thing I'm concerned about is losing power here.
Well, I'm just worried, you know, because if we can't get out with the snowblower not working, we could die here.
Not gonna happen.
Okay.
Not on my watch.
Okay, fine. We're gonna focus on the music, more cheese for you to listen to this week. We've got the North Bay Golden Age Club. You never thought a Golden Age Club would make a record, did you? No.
Anything is possible.
We're going to profile that a little later on. On top of that, we head off to the Limburger Lounge with a song made famous by Elvis a little later on. But, oh, we're starting off with some German stuff that I can't pronounce, but we're going to try the Wiener... You try that.
Coming up shortly, we're going to have the Wiener Praterleben.
Thank you.
Leahy and his orchestra.
But we're starting off with... You do that, please.
Kuckuckswalzer.
You say that right?
I have no idea.
Neither do I, but it's right here on...
Cheese, Please.
Thank you. is a groove when one of the three is a radio.
Keys.
Please, with Will Gale and his orchestra, assuming I'm pronouncing that right.
We'll go with that.
G-H-A-L-E. Isn't it? No, G-L-A-H-E.
Lehi.
Yeah, there we go. And Wiener Bratenlieben.
I like that one.
With my lame...
Bratenlieben.
Yeah, thank you. With my lame German accent. And before that, we had him doing...
Some other song.
No, you can do that. Come on.
Guckupschwalzer.
Yeah, let's go with that. On the show this week, my name is Snarf.
And I'm Daffodil, and yep, it's definitely Cheese, Please.
I never went on record to say I am a knowledgeable in pronouncing German, I'm sorry.
Or any other foreign language. And sometimes not even the English language.
Oh!
Sometimes.
Oh, take that knife out of my back, please.
Sometimes.
I just want to go on record, though. We're just playing around.
Yes, we're not really this mean to each other all the time.
No. It's all
not
in fun.
Not all the time.
It's all in silliness. And speaking of silliness and odd albums I found at a thrift store, this is what we're profiling this week on the show.
The North Bay Golden Age Club.
Yeah, North Bay, I believe North Bay, Ontario, Canada.
Okay.
I don't know for sure. I'm going to bet on that. This was cut in the 70s. And it's a bunch of seniors getting together, calling themselves the North Bay Golden Age Club, and they cut a record. So, you know, that's in this day and age, even back then, it was a good deed. It was a good thing, you know, because it gets them out, gets them active, and gets them recording.
Gets them some money to buy games to play at the old age club.
Yes. Or, you know, you could give it out as Christmas gifts, you know, to your family.
That's a possibility as well.
There's an idea, you know. I just don't know what other to say.
Well, what are we going to play?
Oh, yes.
Could say that.
Yeah. I'm taken aback by this whole thing, the North Air, you know.
Yes.
We've got Till We Meet Again coming up shortly. golden brown even more sooner, but we're starting off with a classic song from the early 20th century. Did you know that, Daffodil?
Yes, I knew that.
Yes, and you probably know this song even though it's over 100 years old.
Yes, I do.
It's called...
Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
On...
Cheese, Please.
Thank you.
90s with the North Bay Golden Age Club and Gold and Brown. That really sounds like something the Globetrotters would play.
Well, actually, it's just basically Sweet Georgia Brown with new words.
Yeah.
They wrote themselves, probably.
Yeah, but you know what? Play that at a basketball game and see what happens.
I'm mad at you.
What?
Because you were holding out on me.
What?
Because you didn't tell me there were kazoos.
Yeah, I know. That's what it makes it... That really takes it over the top cheesy.
It did. Take me out to the ball game with kazoos.
I know. We're going to play one more. Till we meet again. Right here on...
Yep, it's Cheese Please.
The North Bay Golden Age Club until we meet again. Ending off our profile of the album we found in a thrift store that caught my eye, and I said, yeah, that's cheesy, but it's all kind of fun too, right?
It is cheesy and it's fun, and I had a morbid thought.
No, you're the one to, I'm the one to throw a curveball like that. Not you.
Well, it's a morbid thought. They're all dead. That was 50 years ago, probably.
Quiet. Don't tell the audience that.
Fine.
You know what, though? What a fun legacy to have.
It is.
50 years later, I found the album, slapped it on a turntable, and decided to play it on the air.
And resurrected the ghosts of these old people to sing one more time.
Exactly. I'm getting tearful-eyed now.
See?
My name is Starf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil. And this is Cheese Please, your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird, and sometimes the morbid. Sometimes.
I didn't say that.
No. But we're going to now kind of lively things up again a little bit with this.
Hey, we're roaming the highways and byways, the hotels and motels, to bring you loungy cheese creeping out of the dark corner of the piano. We present live from the Limburger Lounge.
Hey, there's a song, baby. I was made famous. My name is Elvis. I made this famous, baby. I recorded it on my record, and now the Rhodes Brothers are going to do it.
Badly.
Just like I'm doing Elvis badly.
Badly.
There we go. That's all I can say. It was made famous by Elvis Presley, American Trilogy, although we go off to the Limburger Lounge, enjoy the Rhodes Brothers version. On?
Definitely. This is Cheese Please.
Land of cotton, old times there are not forgotten. Look away,
Look away, look away, Dixieland. I wish I was in Dixie, away, away. In Dixieland I'll take my stand, I'll live and die in Dixie. In Dixieland, where I was born, early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. He's bound to die. All my trials, Lord, will soon be over. Come in, see things where they are, and ask why. I dream of things that never were, and ask why not.
The Rhodes Brothers have left the building.
And the cue the fireworks and the American Eagle flying through. And the flag waving. I mean, that was way over the top. Way over the top.
Okay, we're on a low budget, okay?
Good job, though, with the fireworks.
Thank you, thank you. Live from the Limburger Lounge, we had the American Trilogy as done by the Rhodes Brothers on the show this weekend. You know, it's the Limburger Lounge. It's got to be bad.
And over the top.
Well,
way over the top sometimes.
I think Elvis went a little more over the top on that one.
Yeah, but it was different.
Yeah.
Because it was Elvis.
Well, yeah, I guess so. He was a little bigger than life anyway, right?
Yes, he was.
My name is Starf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil. And this is Cheese Please.
Just to make sure you know where to send the hate mail.
We don't get that much hate mail. I even got a birthday greeting from my buddy Wade.
Oh, yes, that's right. That's right.
That made me very happy.
Oh. Yeah, good, good, good. I sort of forgot to let you know about that.
He sent me a copy, too, because he knew you would forget to tell me.
Yeah, I know. It's just I'm bad like that.
I know. Love you, Wayne.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, by the way, hi, Wayne. I haven't talked to you for a while. Feel free to email me, you know. It's not a bad thing.
No. We take and we also will take emails for requests. So if anybody has a song that they think is really super cheesy that we should be playing.
Oh, yes.
Please feel free to send it to comments at cheeseplease.com.
And we'll try not to pop our peas next week.
Yes, CHEEZEPLEEZE.com. Stop that.
It's sort of like beatboxing, isn't it?
It's kind of, it's percussive anyway.
Oh. Percussive, you mean?
Yeah, I didn't pop my pee.
I'm sorry.
When I said percussive.
Yes, well, I'm sorry about
and
that.
And it's comments at cheeseplease.com. CHEEZEPLEEZE or CHEEZEPLEEZE, depending on, you know, where you are in the world.
By the way, I have a fun fact.
Okay.
When you do that, you know what it's called?
What?
Plosives.
Yes, because it's percussive.
Okay, anyway.
And when you your S's, it's sibilance.
Sibilance, like snakes and sibilance.
And see, now we're giving lessons to the listener. I think that we should probably just do your thing instead.
Yeah. Here we go. We're going to open the bunker.
There we are.
Here comes the tube.
Yes. I thought I was in the van for a minute.
Open the capsule.
Oh!
I thought I was in the van for a minute.
Well, you said to open the bunker, and
yes.
I thought that was...
No. I'm on another planet this week. Anyway, we're ending off the show with a guy that hates music, Gary Corona, with Paul Weston and his orchestra.
Is it Colona or Corona?
Colona, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Until
just checking.
Next week, folks.
Thanks for joining us. Have fun. Stay cheesy.
The other night I attended a concert with a friend of mine. Ah, yes, it gave me a pain. My friend asked me why I didn't enjoy the concert, and I had to explain. When I first saw the light of day, I could hear my father play. He played a song on his slide trombone, and he always played it this way. He tried to teach me how, but it sounded like our cow. Instead of pushing a slide trombone, I should have been pushing a plow. But he made me practice for hours and hours and weeks and months and years. Beethoven, Chopin, Brahms, and Strauss were enough to drive anyone out of our house. Oh, I know they're great, they're greater than great, but how much meat can you put on a plate? I don't want to complain, but when I hear a musical strain, I just have to shout, oh, I hate music. I can't stand chords in G. I'd rather hear coyotes howl out on the lone prairie. Oh, I hate music, especially when it's played. Now listen closely and you shall hear why musicians should never get paid. Now, doesn't that sound silly? So you see what I mean when I say, oh, I hate music. I just can't stand that refrain. That melody is merely driving me insane. Well, I think I'll go right home and practice. Again.
Cheese Please, your weekly sample of DeWacky, DeWarped, and DeWeird was produced by Snarf, Dude, and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarf, Dude, and Moondog for Scottsdale and Production. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheeseplease.com.